FBI investigation remains open a month after Claremont mosque attack left three dead. On the morning of May 19th, security guard Amin Abdullah was killed outside the Islamic Center of San Diego in Claremont, the first victim of an attack that also claimed the lives of two congregants, Nadir Awad and Mansour Kaziha. San Diego police say Abdullah played a pivotal role in preventing a larger massacre. The two perpetrators, Kane Clark, 17, and Caleb Vasquez, 18, opened fire just before noon and then died by suicide in a vehicle stopped a few blocks away. Investigators recovered at least 30 firearms, ammunition, and a crossbow across two searched residences. Hate speech was written directly onto one of the weapons used in the attack, and a manifesto found in the suspect's vehicle detailed their worldview at length. FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark Remley said the suspects didn't discriminate on who they hated. Their documented animus extended to Jewish people, Muslims, Black Americans, and the LGBTQ+ community. The two reportedly met online and were radicalized together into a white supremacist ideology. The FBI's San Diego investigation remains open and ongoing as of this week. Central to the inquiry is whether the online networks that connected Clark and Vasquez extend to other individuals who may have been moving down a similar path. Standard investigative procedure after an event of this scale, and one Remley's office has not declared resolved. Abdullah left behind eight children. The Islamic Center community in Claremont is living with both the grief of that loss and the uncertainty of an investigation that is not yet complete. The regional response has included vigils, interfaith gatherings, and public statements from elected officials. The harder work, how San Diego thinks about radicalization pipelines, and what resources exist for community members who might recognize warning signs, is being pursued at both the federal and local level.